Welcome to the Play Your Way podcast. I'm your host, Brian Miller.
And I'm your other host, Ethan Mace.
And today is episode 24, and it is E3 season. So we're going to be taking some examination at some E3 predictions that have been going around on the internet. But before we get into it, make sure to follow us on Twitter at PYW Podcast, Instagram at The PYW Podcast, and Twitch at Playing Your Way, playing ING, your way, all one word. All right, this might be, you know, these are one of the more exciting episodes. You know, you have your end of the year recaps, you have your January 2021 or 2022, your January episodes where you're looking forward to the coming year in gaming. But then you have this nice middle ground in June where E3 is live.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't have one last year, but hey, redemption is coming.
Yeah, for sure. It's always a pretty interesting time. I know, like, in years past, the hype around it had kind of start to die down a little bit. But I feel right. The year away has really done it some good. You can really feel that there's a lot more excitement going on about it than there have been in years past. And this is probably going to be one of the first ones that you get to pay a lot of attention to, right?
Yes. And intentional and attention is a good word, because I watched the 2019 Nintendo E3 Direct. Now, mm-hmm. I don't think I had any awareness that this was a part of E3 or what E3 was. But this one is like, okay, I'm fully locked on to what E3 is, who's going to be a part of it. And well, in this episode,
yeah,
who and what Twitter and online and internet and YouTube has been saying about predictions and what people are thinking are going to be, you know, announced and shown at E3, specifically with Xbox and Nintendo for this episode.
Yeah, I mean, those really seem to be the biggest one. You know, we right. wanted to try to find some other things, but as it just stands, I mean, these are really the two main companies that are bringing in a lot of interest right now. And, yeah. You know, we'll go ahead and just kick it off. We'll go ahead and start talking about Xbox yep. and whatnot. The first thing that people seem to be predicting is that we're going to get some Starfield information. You know, like a trailer, a release date. What are your thoughts? Do you think this is actually what's going to happen?
Now, funny enough, you know, you're more the Xbox guy than yeah. I am. However, you know, I'm a fan of Xbox and what they do. They just don't pull me in as much as Sony and Nintendo do. Now, I will say about Starfield, the funniest comment I've seen about Starfield. Now, I haven't even really seen. I've seen like the logo and kind of like a screenshot or whatever the case is. I mean, there's not that much information out there. But I saw someone on Twitter say, this is the most hyped and anticipated game for a game that has not even been revealed or shown or no one even knows about, and everyone's yeah. just hyped for it.
So yeah, Starfield is so like just interesting because like you look at it and they're like, all we have so far is just a teaser, and right. that's it. There isn't really yeah. anything to go off of here. It's super weird.
It's interesting. Now, I'm curious to see, because of all the hype, to see really what is going to come about Starfield. And I think, you know, if there is a trailer, maybe even a release date, it might actually get me more excited to maybe tune in a little bit more on, okay, what is this Starfield? I don't really keep up with a lot of Xbox stuff. I'm definitely heavy on the Nintendo side. But, you know, with these games that we're going to be talking about, because people have predicted them and we're going to, you know, talk about and discuss them, I've kept up in some form of way. Like, we're going to talk about Halo. We're going to talk about Forza. I played Forza. I played Halo. Those right. are still things that, you know, intrigue me a little bit. But, you know, the Starfield thing, I think a lot of people are also very hyped for it because it's going to be a new IP. You know, it's going to be brand new in a different setting. And, well, it's, you know, it's kind of mysterious at this point. No one really knows. And that's also building up the hype, too.
Right. These new... I always get a little worried when I see this, like these new yeah. IPs, and all you really have to go off of is hype and like some vague information and whatnot. I'm always right. a little wary of those. So I don't want to set my expectations for Starfield too high. But right. like I said, it is something that I am definitely intrigued about. And it kind of circling back to, you know, what people are saying, you know, we're getting a trailer. We're getting a release date.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with this. I do think those things are going to happen.
Now, how long has this been in development? When was the first announcement made? Do you know the specifics on that?
It's definitely been a good while. It looks like E3 2018 was when like the teaser dropped. And that's really been all the information we've had on it.
I mean, it's been some time. I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago, but at the same time, if they're dropping a teaser, they're at some point in development to be confident, okay, we're ready to announce this, you know.
that was 3 years ago, yeah, so it's super wild, but yeah, I think we are getting those things. Do you think we're getting these things?
Yeah, I mean, based on the timeline and based on kind of the context here, I don't see why at least a trailer is out of the ordinary. Now, release date, yeah, you know, development can be finicky when it comes to, you know, tagging a release date too early, but a trailer, nothing else. A trailer has not ever been shown, and it's been a year. So,
yeah,
seems realistic.
Okay, yeah. So then moving on to the next topic of conversation, Halo Infinite. Now, this is a game that's had a pretty interesting development, because originally it was supposed to come out like either with the Xbox Series S and X or like shortly after, and then it got delayed, and it's, you know, we have not really had much information on it since then. A lot of people are thinking, you know, we're going to get like an update just kind of like to check and see where the progress is at and possibly a release date. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I remember watching kind of the announcement for this, and it was supposed to be dropped alongside the Series S and X. Obviously, that didn't happen. And then I think they made an announcement, okay, this is the release time. And then they had to push it back again, if I can remember correctly. So it's, you know, it's been pushed back a little bit, which, you know, I've seen both sides. People are upset because, you know, selfishly they want the game, sure. But the logical minded is like, hey, you know, if this game needs more time to be developed, it needs more time to be developed. Like, you want a good game, right? Yeah, right. It's okay to not have this in your hands right now. I definitely think there will be some information, possibly even a release date. That's not out of the realm of, you know, possibility as well. I think that'll be a good thing to kind of see some Halo action.
I think it would be good. I mean, it's going to be like the first major step that the Series S and X are going to be taking towards, you know, getting a really big and notable gaming library on it. I do think we're getting an update. I do think we're going to get a definitive release date. I mean, at this point, like, we know it's coming sometime around Q3, Q4, and we're getting pretty close to that date range, you know? If not now, I have no clue when they're going to give us a date on it.
Yeah.
For the next game that we're going to talk about, it is Forza, specifically probably for Forza Horizon 5. Now, I don't have too much experience with this, but we do know that you just recently kind of got into Horizon 4.
Yeah, I the tip of the iceberg. I literally played, I would say, maybe 10 to 15 hours of Forza Horizon 4, enough to get a feel and to kind of check out what this is. Now, with the game is so vast and detailed with really what's in there, I couldn't possibly even get to know a substantial amount, but it was good enough to see, you know, where this game might take place next. I know Forza Horizon 4, it took place in England.
Okay.
Some people, I don't know if this is a hope or a prediction or a leak, I don't know, but people are really hoping maybe like Japan or Tokyo for Forza Horizon 5, which I think would be, I would actually probably get that game.
Yeah.
Now, I would have to get an Xbox as well, unless it came to Game Pass, which that's a possibility as well. It definitely is. Other than that, it really hasn't been officially announced. There's not been a release date. It hasn't been a trailer. There hasn't been a concept of any kind of thing. But people are predicting, it's about time, you know. And this one, I'm going to go on the fence of we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm just not too involved in that franchise. So it's not information I've been following closely. So I don't really know. Exactly. But I don't really know. I'm going to say yes, because I have a, like, I just have a feeling like Xbox is going to come strong with a lot of their staples, and Forza is a staple for them. So yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get some, probably not like a release date or anything like that, but I think you're going to get an official announcement of the new game in the franchise.
Sure. Let's see. I don't know too much about the series, but I'm going to follow it now that I played a little bit of it. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. And so for our final Xbox topic, this is a game that I am very excited about because I very much enjoy this franchise. The new Fable game. Not a whole ton of information has come out yet. We've got like a teaser trailer, I believe last year that came out, and it's been pretty silent since then. A lot of people think we might get, you know, some release information here, just a general update on the game. What are your thoughts here?
You know, Fable is a franchise that I have owned on the 360 and the original Xbox. As sad as it sounds, I know, I never even opened up the case to put it in the actual Xbox to play. It was just one of those games I accumulated, and then after some time realized, yeah, I don't really think this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, when, you know, with the new Fable announcement, I was kind of like, cool. You know, I there was no attachment there. Right. Like for you, I know you have some experience with that, and a lot of people have. And from what I've heard, they are phenomenal titles.
Oh, they're great.
So, you know, bring it on. I mean, it has officially been announced with like a teaser trailer. I don't see why it wouldn't get a, you know, an update with maybe a new trailer, maybe even a release date. Sounds possibility to me.
Yeah, I definitely think we're getting at least a release date and a trailer, just showing a little bit more, maybe some gameplay and whatnot. I mean, at this point, you kind of need to. I mean, not to say Xbox hasn't had a bad start or a good start, but there hasn't really been too much exclusivity coming out from it. And I feel like with E3,
All I was going to say is they had a great start with Game Pass, which is good and it definitely has the upper hand, but you actually need some exclusive games, not just a service, to kind of be in there.
And this is the perfect opportunity to really get a lot of that information out there. And there's a lot of stuff that's probably going to be talked about and announced that we're not even, you know, thinking of right now. Everybody wants to focus on the big, shiny, like, you know, like Starfields and whatnot. But there's going to be, I think, a lot of good quality, just like smaller, you know, developments that I think are really going to be pretty exciting to see.
Absolutely. Can't agree more.
Yeah. So just to recap the Xbox section, we both think something's going to happen with Starfield. We both think there's something that's going to happen with Halo Infinite. We both think that Fable is going to get some information, and we differ a little bit on the Forza one. I think for sure they're going to have something there. You're kind of undecided about that one.
I'm undecided because I don't really know a whole lot of information. I really don't keep up with Forza a whole lot. I've only played about 10 hours of Forza Horizon 4. I have not kept up with anything. I don't even know when Forza Horizon 4 was released, so I have no idea. I just know people are talking about it, so I'm kind of, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. No, I get that 100%. I'm going out on a limb on that one, I think, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on to the big thing, the ones that, like, everybody keeps talking about. Yeah, we're getting into our Nintendo titles now. There's so much information that's just been coming out about this, right?
Let's see. Let's count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 at the very least.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's been crazy, you know?
It has. Hey, I mean, that's the whole part of the E3 season, is to get crazy, to experiment, to hype, to predict, to... And let's be honest, the closer we get to June, rumors, leaks, they happen. Unfortunately, they do come out, and people love them, so it's not like, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. To me, I'll say this, especially with Nintendo, and I was telling you off, off live recording, too, is... We go through this list, and it's just about every first-party Nintendo thing you can think of, and it leaves little room for surprises. And you know, that's a good thing. Oh, you know, we can kind of anticipate what we might see. But if you're like me, I definitely like the, oh, I had no idea. Like, I was focused on this rumor or this prediction. And out of nowhere, Nintendo announces this. You know, there's a little room now. I still believe that will happen. There always is. I mean, in every Direct, someone is... No one can predict everything in a Direct. There's going to be some, you know, off the wall, maybe just surprises that come out, most likely, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I know we differ a little bit on our stances on this, because I love, like, inside information and whatnot. I love knowing things I'm not technically supposed to know and whatnot. And so, yeah, I always like to see these leaks. I know a lot of people don't necessarily, but I kind of enjoy them. Because I always approach it kind of with, like, a mindset of, like, there's a voice in the back of my head telling me that this probably isn't real. So even when it does happen, you know, like, I'm still kind of excited and still a little surprised when I see it, even though I already read it, you know?
So on the flip side, not that you're against, that's not the right wording, but so are you a fan of off the wall, did not out of nowhere surprises?
Yeah, no, I definitely do enjoy seeing those, you know. I also, like I said, I just like knowing a lot of, like, I just like being prepared for things, you know, in a sort of a way. But yeah, no, it is still always appreciated when you get to see something that you didn't know was coming. And for sure, we're going to see something like that happen.
Right. Cool. Let's get into these predictions, though, now. There's a lot of them. You know, when it comes to Nintendo, you know, the possibilities are... you know, limitless, but Super Mario Party 2 is the first one that people have been saying. Now, I know you have an opinion on this.
I do.
And you just, and that's, I'm curious because I've been seeing the flip side of that. Now, a lot of people are saying Super Mario Party 2, it's coming because this update with Super Mario Party, the first one with the online update, this is just a preface to come in an established mode and feature in Super Mario Party 2. And people are kind of confident in this one, surprisingly.
I just don't see it. I just don't get it. Not saying it's wrong or that it can't happen, but...
Right.
The business aspect of my brain just isn't like clicking with this. Why waste all these resources getting this prepared when, you know, the prevailing rumor is that the sequel is coming with these features this year, you know? Right. It feels like a bit of a waste. You're doing double the work here for you know, and you're probably not going to sell too many new copies of the original one. So not saying that it's not going to happen, that it's impossible for it to happen, I just don't see us getting a Super Mario Party 2.
So there's quite a few things going through my head right now. Let's start with this one. I will say Super Mario Party is one of the best-selling Switch games. It sold about 15 to 20 million copies. Like that, it sold astronomical. And to say that this online feature would not sell more copies, I disagree with that, actually, because I've seen so many people, when that online update came, say, I didn't really have any interest in getting it, but with this online update, I am picking this up. I don't care if it is 2 years later. There's quite a few people. Now, I'll say this, too, and I just thought of this. You look back to the N64. What was there, 3 or 4 Mario Parties on there?
Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. We're all on there.
Look at GameCube. There was 3 or 4 on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get to the Wii, I really don't know. There might have been, I know for sure one. I don't know if there was 2 or 3 or not. But so if I look at that standpoint, okay, it kind of makes sense for there to be more than one on the Switch. However, I think there's caveats when we talk about the Switch. I think there's a lot of caveats. You can't really compare it to previous consoles because we're seeing something brand new. We're seeing a combination of handheld and home console. And so I think that does affect a lot of things where part of me feels like Nintendo wants to capitalize and kind of make this, you know, take Smash Bros. For an example. You know, having another Smash Bros. Come out, that would be interesting. And it's definitely not going to come out on the same console. So... I don't know. I'm curious to see how this plays out for Super Mario Party 2, allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's never, you know, going to come to, like, there's not ever going to be a sequel. I just don't understand the... I just don't understand it coming out so close after this. If you think there's going to be a big surge in sales, you know, let that breathe for a little bit. You know, give it a little over a year before you put out the sequel. That's just where my hang-up comes. Just from a business standpoint, it doesn't make the most sense to me. But, I mean, I've been wrong plenty of times before, and this could be another time.
Right, and to add to that, too, is what I've been seeing is your hiccup is why would they add the online feature 2 years later, but then turn around and
the same create year. A new
Mario Party in the same year. And you know, this is people's thought process, but is, we're going to implement this online mode to kind of test the waters a little bit on this first one before we implement from day one in this online mode for Mario Party 2. That's people's thought process. I guess I can see that a little bit. I can see both sides.
I don't know. That doesn't really do much for, like, at least my line of thinking. Again, not saying this is wrong, right, that it absolutely won't happen. I'm just skeptical of
it. Now, this is the kind of the same process that I'm kind of going into, and I feel like you are too, with Mario Kart 9, apparently. A lot of people are. This is a big discussion that I've seen quite a bit, and now, opinions are all over the place for this one. I do know that, because people are saying, why would they come out with a Mario Kart 9 when Mario Kart 8 is selling so well? I mean, I guess the same thing could be said from, you know, Super Mario Party. Why would they release another Mario Kart game on the Switch when there already is one, and they don't, you know, this and that? But people think it's time, and people think it's going to happen.
I'll say this. I don't necessarily know that this one's going to happen either, but I can see this one a lot more than I can see Super Mario Party 2. That makes a lot more sense to me than Super Mario Party 2 does. I mean, it's been so long, you know. The Mario Kart 8 was a Wii U game that got ported to the Switch, and there really hasn't been anything Mario Kart-wise since then, other than like a mobile game. So...
yeah.
Like, at least from a time perspective, there has been so much more time to breathe. And while you may not have sold everything you're going to sell Mario Kart 8-wise, you probably have sold, like, 90% of what you're going to sell Mario Kart 8-wise, in my opinion. So it does feel a little bit more like it's time for Mario Kart 9. I'm still a little skeptical because I'm not hearing, like, because I'm paying attention, I'm not hearing a whole lot of people being like, yes, I'm super confident we're getting Mario Kart 8 or Mario Kart 9. Some people are like, it could be Mario Kart 9. It could be like some new DLC for Mario Kart 8. So I see that one more than Super Mario Party 2. I'm not willing to say for sure I think that's happening, though.
So there's two thoughts with this one. One is my own thoughts, and I will say, I think there was a statistic out there for every like Switch owner, a big percentage owns Mario Kart 8. So I do believe they are going to continue to sell Mario Kart 8 quite a bit. You know, I do fully believe that will be a continued seller till the day the Switch is no longer. To the other point with Mario Kart 9, though, I've heard the perspective of someone and people kind of feeling like, if Mario Kart 9 exists, it's going to be at the latter end of the Switch's cycle, kind of like with the Wii U. I mean, you had Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U, and it began to be a double console game, and they can kind of see the Mario Kart 8 or Mario Kart 9 where they see it coming out on the Switch at the later cycle, to where it also they can bring it over to the new console.
Well, I will say this. We, at least from all rumors that we're hearing, we are kind of at the end of the life cycle of the original Switch iteration. You know, I know that's not exactly what you were referring to when you said that.
Sure.
But in a way, I do believe we are, because from everything I've seen, it does look like the Switch Pro is coming and coming soon. And Nintendo plans to phase out the original model in favor of this new model. So yeah, we are kind of at the end of at least that life cycle. So it would make sense for a Mario Kart 9 to come with this, you know?
I would disagree a little bit.
Okay.
For a couple of things, just because say the Switch Pro is coming, I would say, I mean, how long does Nintendo plan on milking the Switch Pro? I mean, if you're going to come out with it, I'm sure the Switch Pro isn't going to have a 2-year life cycle. No. I'm sure there's another 4 years.
I would say so.
3 to 5 years.
Yeah, 3 to minimum.
To me, that's not at the end. That's at the middle, because we're at the 5th year now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't think it's the end of the Switch life cycle in general. I was just saying more referring to the original model. It's the end of that sure. one's particular life cycle. Yeah, I mean, I get that wasn't exactly what you were referring to, but that's also another aspect that we didn't really talk about on this. You know, we are getting, more than likely, a new Switch model. So maybe a new Mario Kart 9 designed specifically to run on this model might be, you know, a bit of the mindset there.
Sure. Yeah, that's a possibility.
So do you think this one's coming then?
Mario Kart 9? Yeah. If I were to be honest with myself, I don't think so.
Okay. So we both have 2 no's on the board already for Nintendo section. Yeah.
So let's go with the third and see what where our no's and yeses lie. And that's with a new Donkey Kong game. Now, for those of you who have been listening to every episode or even checked out specifically our, you know, January 2021, what does, you know, the year 2021 look like in gaming, our basically our prediction and fantasy episode, I said a new Donkey Kong game would come. And I was mainly basing that off of, well, you know, this is the 40th anniversary year for Donkey Kong. That's a pretty big number. It's kind of obvious that we would get a new one, and it's been a while since we've gotten a new Donkey Kong game, and of course there's been predictions. I think this one isn't even a prediction. I think there was an actual leak or rumor that the Odyssey team is working on a new Donkey Kong game.
Yes.
So, hey, I'm all for it. I want to see a new Donkey Kong. Now, the question is it 2D? Is it 2.5D? Is it 3D? Many people are leaning towards a 2D. I still want to see another 3D, but that's just me.
Yeah, I would definitely prefer a 3D one, but from everything that I'm hearing, it is a 2D Donkey Kong game. I believe this one is happening. I do believe this is going to happen and that we're going to see this get officially announced at E3. It's been so long since you really had anything big, you know, with Donkey Kong happen. And not to say that they're like major sellers, but there are a lot of fans of these kind of games out there. So yeah, I definitely think this one is coming and we're getting an announcement for it at E3.
I agree. So the next one is a bit of an interesting one because Metroid. Now, Metroid is always controversial for many different reasons, but we'll go ahead and talk about both of them, a 2D Metroid and Metroid Prime 4. Thoughts?
My thoughts are, so for most, what most people are saying on this is that a 2D Metroid game is being announced at E3. Not really in too many details outside of that. I think we're getting at least more information on Metroid Prime 4. That's my thoughts coming into this. It's just been so long since we've really had any information on that particular game. It's really been crazy when you think about it. I think we're going to get a follow-up on Metroid Prime 4, and I think we're going to get an announcement on this 2D Metroid game. There's just been so many people talking about it. There's so much smoke. I have to think there's some fire behind it.
Yeah, I mean, I can see both of those, yeah, for sure. So this is going to be a fun one because you have some thoughts on this one. And hey, I, you know, to my discovery too, I'm going to have some thoughts for specific reasons too. But a new Fire Emblem, specifically a remake. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. They're saying it's a remake. I definitely think we're getting some kind of new Fire Emblem for sure. I'm not 100% convinced it is a remake. That's the most likely thing to me. But I mean, I told you this before the episode. I could see this being a new, just a new game, you know, in like a whatever. You know, I don't really know what they would do with it. But I could see this being just a completely new game in that franchise. I could see it being a remake. If it is a remake, personally, I think it's going to be Genealogy of the Holy Wars. That's the next one in line to be remade. But it could remake like Path of Radiance or one of the one of the Game Boy ones, you know? Who knows? If I had to bank on it, if I had to guess on it, I would say Genealogy is the most likely one, and then a completely new one, and then finally like a Path of Radiance remake.
Okay, interesting. Now, we've been talking about this kind of for a couple months now because, I mean, it's kind of been in the air when it comes to Fire Emblem just being, you know, this year, but specifically at E3, and you mentioning you really want to see Genealogy remade, and at the time, I didn't, there was no attachment there. I know you really like the series, I just haven't experienced it for myself, but the recording of this episode, I have purchased Fire Emblem Three Houses on the Nintendo Switch. I will be starting that today. I could be hooked in thoroughly excited for whatever Fire Emblem, and let's be honest, if I do end up liking this Fire Emblem game and just in general, I'm gonna be excited for whatever comes in the Fire Emblem, because that's gonna most likely gonna be the next game I play. It's gonna be accessible on the Switch, it's gonna be new, shiny, maybe most likely a remake. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before and I'll reiterate it here. If you are a fan of Fire Emblem Three Houses, I think you're going to really, really enjoy Genealogy of the Holy War, simply because so much of Genealogy of the Holy War was incorporated when they made Fire Emblem Three Houses. It just borrows so much from that game and like its mechanics and whatnot. And I really think they go hand in hand together well.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that would be great if it just worked out magically like that for me as a newcomer here, to have played Three Houses and then to go to maybe play a remake of Genealogy and to kind of actually be able to see what you're talking about and relate to that. I'm all for it. Now, I mean, I don't keep up with Fire Emblem so much in terms of dates and when the last thing and this and that to really have full confidence. Okay, yes, we're going to see something, but on my end, I'm hopeful. I want to see something.
I mean, if you're looking from a date aspect, at least from my understanding, we've never really gone more than 3 years without a Fire Emblem game. And this is year two. The last one came out in 2019. So this is the perfect time for an announcement, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. So moving on to some Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, this is big.
I'll say this, and when it comes to all these predictions, the one I probably have the most confidence is they're going to reveal another Smash character during E3. It's almost a given now. You never know, but it's almost a given.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it's almost for certain. You could probably bet your house on them revealing the next character here. That being said, though, there is another rumor that is a lot more prevailing than them just releasing one player.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think they're going to announce both of the final characters here.
Now, what do you think?
What do I think? Well, this is pretty interesting. Yeah, I definitely think they're going to release one of, or announce one of them. It'll probably be released like a week or two after E3. But them revealing both of them at once, it's a possibility in my opinion. And if they do that, I think we're getting a third fighter pass. I don't think they're going to be willing to announce both of them if there's not a second one, because they want to milk this out for as long as they can. If this is really the last fighter pass though, I don't see them doing both of them.
I'll say this, you talked about, you know, them obviously announcing, but the release being later. I can see them announcing the new character, having kind of like a Treehouse or Sakurai Presents, you know, how it plays out, and having it either the day of or the next day playable.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
That seems to be their process for what they do, is they'll show the character, or they'll announce the character 2 weeks later or a week later, Sakurai will do his presents, and then the next day it'll release or something along those lines. So I definitely agree with that.
And with it being E3, where they kind of have time and it's kind of geared towards showing off what they just announced, I can see that kind of being an early release. Maybe we'll see, but I think we can both agree on, one, will it be announced? Two, I don't know enough to know. I just don't. We'll see.
Again, if they announce both, I think they're also going to announce a third Fighter Pass, like, right then and there, too. If they don't announce both, it might be the last one. Not saying definitively it will be, but I think it might be.
Yeah. We shall see. That'll be a fun one to actually check out. Now, we're not even going to get into who we think is going to be announced.
It's impossible.
I'm
going to
let that be a surprise for both of us.
Well, it's just impossible to guess. Like everybody throws out all these ridiculous names. And, like, who was guessing Sephiroth? Who was guessing Pyra Mythra? You know? Like,
nope, nobody.
Yeah, so, it's just so tough to really get these.
Yeah, and that's why where the surprise comes. The surprise for me definitely comes from these, you know, Smash DLC characters, that's for sure.
Right, I agree.
All right, so moving into kind of our final three here, you know, these predictions are kind of ramping up, but this one has been talked about since, what, February of, you know, the really acknowledgement of the Zelda 35th anniversary. I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
If what these predictions are saying are true, which is a Wind Waker / Twilight Princess combo pack for the Zelda 35th anniversary to be revealed at E3, I'll say this. Now, I'm still skeptical, but I'll tell you what, this has been the weirdest prediction and communication and on both ends, from Nintendo, from the fans, from the speculators. It's just been weird.
It's been handled.
It's just been weird to me.
I mean, remember they didn't acknowledge the 35th anniversary on the day, and everyone was just like, well, it's just because they're waiting till the Mario one ends. And then the Mario one ended, and they still haven't really acknowledged it since. Like, it's been such a weird process. I don't know. I mean, maybe 35 years doesn't mean as much to Nintendo, and we're just overselling it, you know? Like, Mario was Mario, but they just don't think of Zelda quite the same way, you know? But
I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either. But I'm trying to rationalize just like the way they've been handling this. You know, it just something isn't quite computing here. To the point though,
exactly,
of the game, Wind Waker is beloved. Twilight Princess, less beloved, but still beloved by a group of people out there, in my opinion. But I don't see that being the only two games they would put out there if they did a 35th anniversary. You know.
I do, kind of, because they have already announced the Skyward Sword. That's one, and they announced that like a standalone, which I would say that's worthy of a standalone announcement. Now, I will say you got Breath of the Wild 2 kind of in the works, and we'll talk about, you know, our thoughts on that, but I don't see more than two.
I could see them doing like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask in it. But what I think might be more likely is maybe pulling in one of the 2D ones.
Specifically?
I don't know exactly which one it would be. Maybe you throw in, like, the Oracle games, you know? Maybe you throw in Link to the Past, even though it's already kind of on like, the Super NES one, like online service thing. But I mean, I just don't see them releasing a 35th anniversary edition and only having Wind Waker and Twilight Princess on there, because there's so much more to the franchise that can be acknowledged than just these two games.
I'll say this. I looked at you funny when you said the Oracles, because that sounds too good to be true.
I know.
Hey, bring it on. Bring on remakes, you know, kind of like Link's Awakening, remakes for those games, and have it as a double pack, which they would probably sell them separately. But I don't see them doing that. Now, Wind Waker and Twilight Princess sound pretty legitimate in terms of, okay, I can see Nintendo doing that. Now, doing Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time, and I know this holds a little weight, but gosh, those have been ported and remade so many times. I just don't see them doing it again for the Switch. But just because I say that, that doesn't mean anything. But I see Wind Waker and Twilight Princess lending itself much more to the Switch. Now, I'll say this as well. With Skyward Sword coming as well, shoot, it would be a Zelda gold mine on the Switch if they actually brought Wind Waker and Twilight Princess too.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That sounds too good to be true, but we'll see.
I mean, those are the ones I want more than Skyward Sword, but you mean that's a different story though. Yeah. But those games make a lot of sense, especially Wind Waker. Wind Waker being on the Switch makes too much sense, you know? Like, I could see them leaving off Twilight Princess if they hadn't already done something with Skyward Sword. But that Wind Waker and Twilight Princess just really, they make a ton of sense on the Switch, in my opinion.
Yeah. So let's talk about the two elephants in the room. Starting with Breath of the Wild 2. Now, early on, you know, back in our January 2021 predictions, you said Breath of the Wild 2 definitely is going to be announced, released alongside the Switch Pro, which we'll get to that as well. Mm-hmm. Has your thoughts changed? You know, what were your thoughts on when they announced that Direct in February and they kind of gave an update? Where do you see Breath of the Wild 2 at?
A lot of people are saying that it's probably not going to come out this year. And I could see that happening. I get it. I definitely think we are getting a trailer, like another trailer, a release date at E3, and it still would not shock me if it came out like around the same time as the Switch Pro. The issue with the Switch Pro though is I also made the prediction that was going to come out holidays of this year, and you know, all the rumors at this point are attesting to maybe it comes out like September, which was when I thought it would be announced, you know. So that, right, that whole thing is kind of a little off right now. So maybe they don't release it this year. Maybe they definitely don't release it partnered with the Switch Pro. I could still see it happening. I don't know that it will happen, though. I do definitely think we're getting more news at E3 about it, though.
Yeah, that seems very realistic to get, you know, another trailer. The trailer that we saw wasn't even really a trailer. It was a teaser snippet.
It was very vague, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And when I watched that February Direct and, you know, they came out and said, you know, sorry, we don't have, you know, any news for you. Just wait till later in the year and we'll have some more news. I took that as, you know, we'll get another trailer at, you know, E3 time, and I did not take that as, okay, it's going to be released by the end of this year and that we're going to get full on package. I think it's going to be a 2022 thing still. I think it'll be at E3. I'm almost positive in some way or form it's going to be at E3, but more so as a trailer, possibly mm-hmm. release date as well, yeah.
I definitely think it's going to be trailer. I think it's going to be release date. I'm willing to move off of it coming out this year. I think, though, at worst, it's going to come out like Q1 of next year.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So, finally, we have the Switch Pro.
Yeah, this is a big one.
I'll let you take it away, this one.
So, yeah, this is a really big one here. As of our recording of this episode, we have not heard or like anything definitive about it. But the prevailing rumors are that this Switch Pro is going to come out sometime before E3, like the announcement of it and whatnot. I definitely think we're getting some news about it. There's just been so much going on about it, and everybody seems to be like thinking the same things about it. Now, it could just be some person said it and others start echoing it and whatnot. So it could just be the same people relaying the same information. But I really think we're getting something with this here. And I think definitely by E3, we're going to get some official specs on this thing. We're going to get a release date on this thing, probably even a price point on it.
I'll say this. I'm still so confused about this. You know, I didn't say it in the, you know, January episode of predictions. This entire time, I didn't think it would come this year based on, a variety of factors. There's still, you go to any Target, Walmart, Best Buy, they don't even have the Switch there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're out of stock. They cannot even keep up with demand for the original. Now, I think someone could argue, well, yeah, this is the perfect time to kind of step in with the Switch Pro and kind of phase out that older model, especially since there's not enough to keep up.
Which is the prevailing rumor.
Right, but the issue is you're not going to be able to keep up with the Switch Pro either. Like, it's going to be, in my opinion, if this is true, we get an announcement for the Switch Pro and it's this year.
Soon this year.
Yeah, but we might see a worse situation than with the Xbox and PS5 had when it comes to supply.
That's definitely a possibility. I could see it. Now, I mean, Nintendo has had time to react to how Xbox and Sony handled these things. And so maybe they could do it differently, have all their actual supply there to meet the demand they're going to have.
Going back to this Switch Pro being released this year, I mean, within a week or two, having it announced so that E3, these developers can kind of showcase some games that highlight the Switch Pro features. And part of this rumor, leak, prediction, based on the Bloomberg article, said that production would start in July and release for this console would be September.
So two months of production?
That just sounds so odd to me. That sounds so odd to me. And this is, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I mean, I'm not familiar, like, with production sides of things. So I can't really attest to it on a personal level.
Right.
But just from general knowledge, it doesn't seem like that's enough time to get a lot of product ready. Yeah, maybe it is. You know, who knows? But
right.
I feel like if they're dropping something in September, I feel like it's been in production for a while. That's how it would, not how I would think it would work. I could be wrong. Because again, I don't really have much information on this.
Well, and this is the issue too, is because all this is based off the Bloomberg article that, you know, right, a month ago, and then especially now where I was saying it, you know, an announcement is imminent before E3. That those same articles detailed that, yeah, based on, you know, the reports and that same exact documents, yeah, that production would start in July. Not that it's been happening. It would start in July and release in September. That just sounds, again, I just like you, I know nothing about production. With chip shortages and just shortages of supplies in general, that it just doesn't make sense. Something's not really adding up.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, you know, where there's a lot of smoke, there's got to be fire somewhere. But there's some missing pieces here. I'm skeptical. I'm really skeptical on this year. And even if it does release this year, I will still lean on the side of this year, to me, is too early.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a completely different, you know, conversation on, because I know, sure, you had that stance for like the Series X and the PS5 too, you know. I know you just like to, yeah, you just enjoy, you know, the things, and you like to let them air out for a while before you move on to the next thing. So, I mean, I understand that, but I'm going to get you here. I'm going to get a definitive answer out of you here. Are we getting a Switch Pro announcement, and is it coming out this year?
I don't know. I will say this. If you asked me that back in January, I would have said no. And I still lean on no more than yes, but you know, I'm going to be logical here. There's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of rumors, especially from credible people. I'm giving those things thoughts. You know, I'm not dismissing them just because I don't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you, like, even if there is, and I would still always lean on the side, this is too early to me, right, no matter what. I'd be trying to get that pre-order, you know, no matter what. I would love to get one of these in my hands. Right. Why wouldn't you? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I can't. I'll say this. I'm leaning more towards no than yes, but I'm still open to the yes.
Okay. So our official stance is on this. I think for sure what everything that's being reported is happening. I think it is being announced really, yeah, soon, latest next week. And while I initially thought it was going to come out holidays, everything looks like it's going to be September now, and I believe that. Brian is unsure, leaning no. So
early.
I know, that's my biggest hang up is how early it is. I was so certain holidays this year. But, you know, it's happening from everything we're hearing. And to where now Brian is unsure right. that it's coming. Leaning no.
Yeah.
But he could see it.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
So that was Play Your Way examining these E3 predictions, E3 2021. All predictions and rumors and leaks and speculations aside, I hope we, and we will, and everyone else watching these events take place, sit back, relax, enjoy. It's been a tough time for all of us, let's be real.
Yeah.
This is a great time to just kind of, you know, put bickering aside for one mm-hmm. reason or another. Enjoy the revolution of gaming take place, because there's going to be some good stuff. I mean, let's be honest, there's going to be some good stuff, but we're curious. Let us know what your E3 predictions are. What do you think is going to be revealed? Do you think the Switch Pro is coming this year? Do you believe the hype, or do you think, no, it might come out next year? Same with Breath of the Wild. What are some of those Nintendo first party announcements you think you can see? What about Xbox? What do you think Xbox has planned? And we didn't talk about Sony. You know they're going to be there some way in sort of fashion on their own end, because they're not actually a part of E3. What are your thoughts? Let us know. Thank you for tuning into this episode 24, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, see ya.